I'd like to introduce to you our speaker for the three sessions that we're going to do in the morning, Larry Guthrie. And Larry has been a longtime friend. We were neighbors. We lived in the McNaughton neighborhood together. And Larry has lots of stories about living together in the McNaughton neighborhood. You need some help there, buddy?
Thank you, Tom. Well, welcome. I trust that this will be a special time for all of you this week, because our first time at Fort was a very special time. We had been invited to come up here back, I believe it was in 1973. At the time, we were living in Indiana, and I could not imagine why anybody would drive all the way through Indiana and then into Illinois and then on up to a place in the middle of nowhere that had a McNaughton address. We later referred to that as McNothing. But when we arrived here, God began to use Fort Wilderness and the ministry here to change our lives. It wasn't just a matter that our son Scott there and I went fishing for the first time together over at Blair Lake. We caught 42 bluegill in 20 minutes. Biggest one was about like this. And then Scott says, we're going to eat them, right? So we cleaned all 42 of those bluegill. We fried them up in the kitchen. By the time we were done, they were like rice chex. Didn't have to worry about bones at all. Just ate them all. But they were wonderful, and we had such a great time that we could not wait to come back the next year. As a matter of fact, we set a toilet paper roll and we started numbering off the sheets on the toilet paper backwards so that we could, because the kids were asking, how long before we go back to Fort? I think we started at like 45 days. By the time we got down to 3 days, we couldn't wait any longer. Sioux Cabin was open. So we came up that second year for 10 days. The next year it was 2 weeks. And before we knew it, one summer we stayed for a total of 13 weeks. Lived in a little pop-up camper. And I just walked, just a few minutes ago, walked out here behind. And I could see the trees that we tied that camper to so it wouldn't blow away. Fort has had a big impact in our lives. And during that time, we became more and more interested with God's creation and in using God's creation to reveal his invisible attributes, his divine nature, and his eternal power. And so over the next 3 days, we're going to be looking at how the things that we see around us reveal lessons from his word. So tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and then Monday morning, we're going to be looking at the things that are around us. Tomorrow morning, it's a Keurig coffee maker. Now, God didn't make it, but it's the things that we see around us that can teach us. On Sunday morning, it's going to be the monarch butterfly. God did make that one. Incredible lessons for us. And then on Monday morning, it's going to be maple syrup. There is so much we can learn about making maple syrup. You realize there's no sweetness unless the tree is wounded. For it's from the wound that the sweetness flows. So come on back tomorrow morning. Coffee's on me tomorrow. Okay? And then on Sunday, it will be the butterfly, and Monday, maple syrup. Thanks, Tom.
That's coffee in the coffee shop that he's talking about.
No. That coffee right here.
What? I thought it was off over there.
All you got to do is bring an empty cup.
I'm going to pray for Larry and our time together. So, Lord, thank you so much for this weekend that we have together. Thank you for this place called Fort Wilderness. Thank you for your creation all around us and the things that we can learn. Pray that we'll just have a great weekend together. The weather's going to be fantastic, and our time together will be fantastic. I pray that you would help us to build relationships with each other and especially with you. Father, give us time to be able to hear your still, small voice and the busyness that we have. I pray for Larry in particular that you would bless him, that you would give him the words that you want him to give to us. May we have open hearts to understand the things that he's going to share with us. And I pray a special blessing on him and all of us, for I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.